E! News, I'm Ben Thomas. Congressional leaders have announced a tentative agreement to prevent a government shutdown, but it's temporary, and the House and Senate will need to vote to approve it before Friday's deadline. Meantime, Sagar Magani reports a transition's coming.
Mitch McConnell says he will end a record run in the Senate.
It's Friday. Republican leader.
McConnell is the longest serving leader in history, and that will soon end.
This will be my last term as Republican leader of the Senate.
His announcement comes amid the GOP's powerful ideological shift from the Reagan conservatism under which McConnell began his Senate career in 1985 to the Trump era. McConnell's been estranged from the ex-president and under growing pressure from Trump backers. While he did not give a specific reason for the timing of his decision.
I have many faults. Misunderstanding politics is not one of them.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Supreme Court set arguments for April over whether former President Trump could be prosecuted for election interference. Negotiators from the U.S., Egypt, and Qatar are working on a deal under which Hamas would free dozens of hostages in exchange for the release of Palestinian prisoners and a 6-week halt to fighting in Gaza. Karen Chamas on the humanitarian situation there.
UN humanitarian coordinator Ramesh Rajasingham told the UN Security Council,
"As grim as the picture we see today, there is every possibility for further deterioration."
Maurizio Martina, the head of the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization,
"The government of Israel's reinforced blockade has included stopping or restricting food, electricity and fuel supply, as well as commercial goods. The entire food supply chain has been affected."
UN officials have said that the situation has gotten so bad that desperation for food has resulted in some aid trucks being shot at and looted. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is AP News. The Federal Aviation Administration is giving Boeing 90 days to come up with a plan to improve safety and quality of manufacturing for new planes. And if you're thinking of buying a car, Seth Sutel has some welcome news.
American car buyers are finally getting a break. Price increases for cars and trucks in the United States are slowing and in some cases falling. That's helping to cool overall inflation and is giving frustrated Americans more hope of finding an affordable vehicle. Higher prices for autos had helped drive overall inflation in the economy for nearly 3 years. The slowdown in prices comes as the number of vehicles on dealer lots expanded greatly after years of severe shortages. With more cars available, the pressures that had sent prices surging have eased. While inventories are still below the levels that prevailed before the pandemic, the rising availability of cars and trucks suggests that 2024 will be the most affordable year of the past five in which to buy a new vehicle. Seth Sutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
4th of July deals are on at Lowe's. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances, including the Samsung Bespoke French Door Refrigerator, featuring Beverage Center and Dual Ice Maker. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Now's the perfect time to upgrade your home with top Samsung appliances and hot 4th of July savings at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.